Chapter 1 Oh, come on, Bill, just give the director a call. You know I can play the part.
The head of Dashiell Talent Agency unwrapped a large chocolate bar and glanced up at his client.
Look, Johnny, you are a great actor in your prime, but...
What do you mean, prime? I'm only 36, I still have dark hair, and I'm in great shape. Last week I hand-dug a trench for the foundation of a house in Venice, and
I know, Johnny,
Bill said as he bit into the chocolate bar and chewed slowly.
But you haven't had a part that big in over 10 years. Not since Detective Morelli was cancelled.
He spread the empty wrapper out in front of him on the desk.
Win a trip to Europe, he muttered, and picked up a pen.
How could I? Johnny demanded, snatching the wrapper from under Bill's hands and tossing it into the trash can. You've been handing in the best parts to your new clients instead of me.
He shook a folded script at Bill.
You promised me I'd get a crack at this, and now you're saying no.
Bill retrieved the chocolate bar wrapper from the desk can and shoved it into his desk drawer before leaning back against his executive-sized desk chair.
We don't hand out parts here, you know that. We arrange auditions, and then it's all up to you.
Good. So arrange one for me.
I'd be glad to. But you're simply getting too old to play a lead detective in a script like that one you're holding there. There's no sense in sending you. Producers want men between the ages of 18 and 20 for those kinds of roles to attract the teenagers.
18-year-old men have no business being detectives, Johnny rebutted.
It's where the money is.
Hang on,
he said, as the phone rang out with a shrill for the fifth time since Johnny arrived.
Bill Schwartz,
he shouted and listened for a moment, flicking a pencil on his desk, causing it to spin in a circle.
Sounds good, but I don't think I have a man like that, he finally said.
Johnny snapped to attention. Me, he said, snatching Bill's pencil and pointing to himself. Hello, I'm a man. What about me? What's the part? Bill covered the mouthpiece of the phone.
Do you speak Spanish? He whispered.
No, but...
Sorry, my secretary just brought me coffee. No, I'm sorry, I don't have anyone, but thanks for thinking of me. You might try Sally Bennett's agency. She should have someone.
He added and hung up the phone.
How much Spanish?
Johnny demanded, walking around Bill's desk and stuffing the pencil into an overfilled pencil holder.
Surely I could learn enough to get by. What's the part?
Bill ran his fingers through his hand-combed hair. It was a nest of ripples, spirals, twirls, and coils.
No, Johnny. They wanted an authentic Latino actor.
Fine,
Johnny said as he shook the detective script at Bill again.
Then call the director for this script, like I said. Remind him that it takes years to be promoted to detective, and you can't do it at 18. Directors know that. Producers know that.
Even I was pushing it at 21. My character was actually 25.
And this guy in the script here, he said, giving it a tap, should be 30 or 40, realistically.
Johnny, unless you're Clark Westwood, the producers don't call the shots today. The advertisers do. They want their ads aimed at the young crowd since they spend the most money. The advertisers don't care if it makes sense for an 18-year-old to play a lead detective, and the kids don't care either. One pretty face and wham! The kids are in love and the show stays on the air for another year. And the advertiser's stock goes up a notch.
Well, it's stupid, Johnny said.
That's show business.
Look, I know there are still plenty of good shows out there looking for regulars,
Johnny said, gesturing at the endless movie and show posters hanging on Bill's office walls.
There are. And if you had a university degree...
I didn't have time to go to a university. I went to acting school. The real thing. Brilliant acting coaches, not anthropologists or mathematicians or essay writers.
Or if you knew how to dance.
They said it wasn't necessary back then.
Or had some experience on Broadway.
His brown eyes, normally pleasant, lost some of their spirit.
What are you trying to do? Depress me? You're my agent. You're supposed to point out my best assets. You practically begged me to sign with you years ago. And now you're not getting me any work.
I am offering you work. As I said when you first walked in, you should at least consider this zombie part. It's a pretty big role. It pays well. And I don't think I'd have any trouble convincing them to hire...
Johnny swept his arms open. I am not playing a zombie. What did I just say?
And no reality TV, right?
Over my dead body. I like my privacy, thank you.
Okay, fine. But you gotta work with me. What about animation? People wouldn't recognize you. It's just your voice.
Johnny cringed.